The death toll in the Bahamas is mounting after Hurricane Dorian. The official count is 30 so far, and officials are sending morticians and 200 body bags to the Abaco Islands.
Record-breaking wind speeds and ocean surges have left behind a surreal landscape of boats and vehicles and rooftops and kitchen appliances swirled in the air and flung across the land.
The wind just had us fearful for our life. As one roof blew it off, we ran to another house, that blew it off. There were vehicles blowing in the background. It was just horrific.
No house, no food, no water, you know. So I think people, no life, you see, for me too.
It's just total devastation. There's nothing left in most of Marsh Harbor. No homes, no banks, no gas stations, no hardware stores. It's just total, everything's gone. People are starting to panic, pillaging, looting, trying to shoot people for food and water. There's just no way everyone's going to get out.
Water was up to my neck. We stayed like that for 2 or 3 hours, to the eye of the storm. We've been through all kinds of hurricanes, all kinds of storms, never anything like that. I mean, it was like we were standing in the middle of the ocean. That's what it looked like. Waves of water just crashing in over us. Yeah. Horrifying, absolutely horrifying. But all I can say, God was with us.
Vast destruction left in the wake of Hurricane Dorian. The Prime Minister calling it generational devastation. And you can see it everywhere. Before and after pictures, we can show you right here, show the international airport on Great Abaco Island, completely underwater. Nowhere for rescue and relief planes to land. No way to get injured people out and supplies in. And here you can see what was once one of the neighborhoods. It's called The Mud, one of the impoverished neighborhoods there. It looks like every single home is submerged or wiped off the map.
They were dodging projectiles flying out of the sky from debris in people's homes. They were pulling mattresses off of their beds to hold in doors and windows and garages that were coming over on top of them. They cannot even describe what they have been through. And even to them, when they see the destruction in front of them, Kate, they cannot believe, those who have survived, they cannot believe they have survived this storm. The Abaconians I spoke to, these are hardened people with these storms. They've gone through, and you can name them, right? You can go through Francis, you can go through Lloyd, all of those storms, Jean, that they've been hit with. They're saying no. Hurricane Dorian was something that they have never seen strike anywhere in that area, and they are wondering what comes next. I spoke to one man who was basically on his kitchen cupboards. He was basically had this much room to breathe between the ceiling and his kitchen cupboards. He went under. His son pulled him up, and he said to himself, I found the strength because I didn't want my son to see me die that way.
At low level on the approach into Marsh Harbor, the scale of the damage becomes clear. The fragile beauty of these northern Bahamian islands replaced by a shocking testimony to the power of the storm. Supplies are running critically low. No help has reached here. There is no running water, so locals call this not looting, but salvaging. This is, or rather was, the suburb known as The Mud, where the poorest lived, mainly those who have fled Haiti and settled here hoping for a better life. Basil Pierre survived the hurricane, but is now warning there is only one option left, a complete and urgent mass evacuation.
They need to clean this stuff up, and in order for them to do that, the scent, I mean, all over, you have to evacuate the people because we can't breathe this thing in, man. Trust me.
It's a smell of dead bodies.
Smell of dead bodies, animals, you know, you name it. It's there. It's there. This is the first time.
And yet somehow, Basil, you haven't given up hope on this island.
No. This is home, man. Home will always be home, bro.
At the emergency center, people have gathered hoping for news and for help. Assistance needs to be on a scale far beyond the resources of Bahamas government.
To rebuild this island nation, we need help from the international body. The Americans, the Canadians, the British.
There are thousands of people left here.
Anybody in here?
Some trying to get off the island. But others looking at how to rebuild shattered homes and devastated lives.
It's hurricane season. Is your roof secure and your valuables safe? Contact your financial advisor to learn more about home insurance. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.